The city council in Springfield, Massachusetts has scheduled a series of public meetings on the budget proposed to operate the city in the next fiscal year. The first of the four scheduled budget review sessions is later today, with a final vote by the council tentatively set for mid-June. City Council President Orlando Ramos has scheduled four meetings to allow councilors to conduct department-by-department reviews of the spending proposed by Mayor Dominic Sarno in the $629 million budget for the fiscal year that begins July 1st. A final budget vote by the full council is tentatively scheduled for June 14th. Sarno, who unveiled the proposed budget and sent it to the council 3 weeks ago, said it calls for no layoffs, maintains core city services and popular programs and amenities, fully funds all labor contracts, hires 17 new firefighters, and pays for a police academy class of 50. The proposed budget is balanced without tapping the city's cash reserves, and it proposes to increase the $40 million rainy day fund by $5 million. City Councilor Tom Ash predicts councilors won't find much to fault in the proposed budget.
We'll have good conversations, I'm sure, but the fact that we've gotten this far in advance and there's money's going into the rainy day account, which is always important, I think is going to be a good start. But I anticipate positive conversations.
City Councilor Tim Allen, who chairs the Finance Committee, said he remains concerned about the city's unfunded pension liability, which ranks as the highest in the state.
The thing that came clear last year was that I spent a lot of time on was the pension liability, which is an ongoing issue. For years, it will be an issue. But I want to make sure we follow through on that.
Sarno said the administration has adopted an aggressive plan to put $58 million into the pension fund, a nearly 15% increase over this year's contribution.
We have to also be fair, because that comes from the bottom line of the budget. And I'm sure that some of the councilors have questioned that. That takes away from services, too. But we have an aggressive pay scale schedule on that.
Under the city charter, the city council can cut but cannot add to the spending recommended by the mayor. The Springfield School Committee earlier this month voted to adopt a $406 million budget for the fiscal year 2018. Superintendent of Schools Dan Warwick said the schools faced stinging fiscal challenges, including the loss of more than $44 million for grant-funded programs over the past few years, rising expenses for supplies, and escalating costs from charter and school choice assessments.
We're not going to have any layoffs. We've cut some unfilled positions, and we cut them across the ranks. The biggest cuts have occurred at central office. Over the last 4 years, we've taken 64 positions out of central administration, making the priority our schools and not cutting back the teaching force in the schools.
Warwick said the budget includes $7 to $8 million to fund a new contract for the district's 2,600 teachers. A tentative agreement between the administration and the teachers union, the Springfield Education Association, was announced last week after more than a year of negotiations. Teachers worked without a contract this year. Warwick said the proposed salary structure guarantees that no Springfield teacher, regardless of current pay level, makes less than the average pay for teachers across Western Massachusetts.
But everybody wins in this contract. I think the minimum increase in the contract over 4 years is 9.2%.
A ratification vote by the teachers union is scheduled in mid-June. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.